My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who represents the Golden State's 48th Congressional District. He is also a leading congressional voice in the fight against illegal immigration. Today we want to get his reaction to reports that as many as 1.4 million illegals are using stolen Social Security numbers and that the IRS is struggling to track down the perpetrators due in part to being blocked from collaborating with the Department of Homeland Security to track down those responsible. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you alerting the American people to this. You know, we have to be watching out for regular Americans here. And if the Republican Party now doesn't step up after 8 years of having the Obama administration watching out for everybody except the American people, the Americans will turn on us. So we have got to, when we have information like this coming out, showing that our Social Security system is being basically compromised by a lack of will and restrictions and unwarranted roadblocks, is now being exploited and destroyed in the end by illegal immigrants. That is, we better do something about it or public won't trust us.
A couple quick follow-ups. First of all, why do you think the problem's getting bigger?
The problem's getting bigger because the word has gone out throughout the world that if you can get to the United States, you actually can receive some kind of benefits. You know, 30, 40 years ago, the people who were coming here to the United States, and they were those who were coming illegally, most of them came here to get jobs. Almost all of them came to get jobs, and they would leave their families behind, and they would actually send money back to their families. Well, a significant number of illegal immigrants are like that today. However, you have got a large number now, millions of people who have come to this country who really, on the way here, they thought they were going to be able to get government benefits, just like Americans. And because we started doing that, we evolved into that. And so today we've evolved into a situation that if people are here illegally, can end up compromising the Social Security system and or any of our systems that are designed to help Americans and legal immigrants, it'll just destroy the whole system. And it's in the process. We are in the process of collapsing now.
We're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. Sir, what do you know about this apparent wall that exists between the IRS and the Department of Homeland Security that actually forbids collaboration to track down not only the people using the cards fraudulently, but I would assume the people who provide those cards for them?
Yeah, well, this is the same mentality of people who are elected office who are telling us that they're going to provide sanctuary in cities around and states around the United States for people who are here illegally, even when they're criminals. I mean, how absurd is that? Now, this same gang, I'm sure, has managed to sneak this type of restriction in into law or practice here at the federal level, and we need to make sure it's dealt with as quickly as we can now that we have a president and two houses of Congress. We need to prove to the American people we can act and get it done, and this certainly is. Well, today we voted on sanctuary city laws and things such as that, and what you're talking about needs to be put into legislation and passed and signed into law ASAP or dealt with a presidential executive order, which I think the president should do right away.
What would be in the legislation? What do you specifically have to cite or target in order to get this under control?
I'll have to study the actual legal requirements and what are the actual legal impediments. But we'd have to name those legal impediments specifically to say that that the cooperation that's necessary to track down this type of fraud committed against the American people by illegal immigrants, and that the all elements of government are legally and should be legally able to work together, and then to name certain, if there are legal impediments, put that as part of the legislation in that overriding. And the bill would just say that we override any restrictions that might be interpreted from this or that law.
Do you think the government bureaucrats want to solve this problem?
I think there are some good Americans within the federal bureaucracy. There's a lot of other people that have been making their way through the bureaucracy that have been helped along by a liberal left political connections and sort of wormed their way into the system. And I know that's true, where a lot of people in the last 8 years now have made sure that they're in positions throughout our government. And they would have a different opinion on this. They would be supporting the sanctuary cities and all the rest because they let that happen. So they would. We have to understand that we've got to act forcefully, and those are some of those people who are left over will try to stop what we're doing.
A couple of quick questions in our last couple of minutes here with the California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. Sir, I'm sure you've heard the argument. You've heard it on the left, and you hear it from quite a different number of sectors on the right that we don't want these people stealing other people's Social Security numbers and making their lives miserable with identity theft and other issues. But hey, these people might have come to the country illegally, but they got jobs, they're paying taxes. What's the problem overall? What's your response to them?
Well, overall, we do have, number one, when people are here illegally, we don't know if they're criminals or not and are not involved with rape or murder or drunken driving where they run somebody down or whatever. But even today, most illegals who come here are not in that category. And we can't, most people who come here are good and decent people. And I think that trying to suggest otherwise is not being honest and certainly being unkind. But let me note this. The people who come here illegally, they compete for the same jobs that America's legal immigrants and America's less fortunate depend upon, and they bit down the wages of Americans who are most vulnerable, and people who have some, for example, disability, where they an employer might not pay them as much because they can't do everything. And those people get outbid by some illegal immigrant who work for anything. So you end up with our most vulnerable people, our own Mexican American community and Black community find that their jobs are being taken by people who will or their wages bit down. That's bad. Then they go home and they find out their neighborhoods are filled with people who are not filled, but have criminals around who come from another country in here illegally, or they need to go to the school. Their children's education money is being drained away by people who brought their children here. All together, I mean, they're losing our less fortunate Americans, the people on the lower end of our economic scale, are losing when we permit illegal immigrants. We should be caring about all Americans. We are pushing to be part of the American family, and that includes all people, legal immigrants, and people of every race and ethnic group. But when someone has come here illegally, they shouldn't take the jobs, the education money, the health care money, and all the rest.
You mentioned a moment ago in our conversation, sir, that you voted Thursday on legislation to put more pressure on sanctuary cities to abide by federal immigration law and provide greater cooperation. There was also Kate's Law, which, of course, would provide greater penalties for repeat offenders of coming into the country illegally. If they actually become law, and that, of course, means getting through the Senate, how much additional teeth would these laws actually provide?
Well, what we've got to do, well, first of all, we've got to make it absolutely clear that the cities do not have the right to prevent federal immigration authorities from fulfilling their job, and that and this will provide some it declares it, making sure this that at that point we're unambiguous. And number two, if these cities want to have very law enforcement dollars and things such as that, they can now, at the president's discretion, if they are not obeying the law, but in the court and the president finds that there are law enforcement dollars and other type of federal funds that can be kept from those cities.
Sir, we'll call time there. Thank you very much for your time with us today, and we'll certainly be following efforts to address some of the problems we've been addressing here with the Social Security number theft and the lack of collaboration among government officials to deal with it. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Well, thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, sir. California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 48th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.